And starting in December, participation in the draft will be automatic, meaning that if you're between 18 to 24 in America and you're male, you'll be automatically put into the draft system.
From when?
I mean, from December.
This year?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So between the age of 18 and 25, you think. And what does that really mean? Well, I've not really experienced that in my lifetime. So it means that if you're between the age of 18 and 24, either gender?
No, male.
Male, then you have to sign up for the army.
No, you already put into a draft.
Oh, you're already. Okay, but you might be called upon.
That's right.
President Trump has ordered the Pentagon Selective Service to put out bids and has given them 3 weeks for AI companies, big tech, to have a plan to implement the draft. Yes, it's the law if you're a man. When you get 16 to get a driver's license, you're supposed to register for it. But now it's for everybody, and you cannot opt out of it. And they have it set now to basically implement the draft and then have you called up with your draft number. And they're going to say that, oh, well, we're not sure we're going to do it, but we're going to have it primed and ready. But have you already drafted and ready to be called up off your smartphone? And you saw the neocon that Israel installed in Kentucky. We played his speeches a few months ago where he said, sure, we can call up the draft basically any time, but we need to go ahead and implement the draft now and have everybody through basic training and then be on standby because we've got to have a full war in the Middle East.
If you figure, okay, well, we got to start selective service, we got to get them through all the in-processing, boot camp, training, you're talking months downstream. Do we really have that time anymore?
No.
Is that a deeply flawed concept? And so what would really happen if we had to go from what I call a cold start of a pending, you know, world war? How fast and what would really happen if we had to re-implement selective service, i.e. the draft, train, equip, and prepare to deploy those forces? I'm not sure we have that kind of time anymore.
And it's going to take at least 500,000 troops. And we have Mark Levin, who is the mouthpiece of Netanyahu and Trump's brain. We have a clip of him saying that Trump sent in 400,000 troops into Iraq and that it took 40-something minutes and that Iran will take 50-something minutes.
The Iranians have been at war with us for over four decades. But if we wanted to go to war, we know how to go to war. George W. Bush showed us. He sent 400,000 troops in. And you defeat Iraq in about 43 minutes. We can do the same with Iran. Maybe it'd take 54 minutes.
Trump last year got legislation passed to make the Selective Service mandatory and to raise the age of conscription to 42 from 35. It also makes it the law that computers will automatically register you into the draft when you get a driver's license or when you turn 18, whichever one happens first. They published on the Federal Register, under orders from President Trump via the Pentagon and Selective Service, vendors that have been given less than a 3-week window, AI companies, to compete for the contract to implement those provisions of the law and to prepare for national conscription for the full invasion, ground invasion of Iran. The other big component is we're not going to be indentured servants to Israel and to the globalists for this insane war. The Pentagon has told Trump, do not launch this war, that the mullahs wouldn't fall. They have set a ground invasion. It will be the biggest bloodbath ever. It will make Vietnam look like a walk in the park. This is beyond a disaster. Graham on the phone days in saying he believed they would fall in days or weeks guaranteed, which we've been told he told Trump and so did Netanyahu from information leaked to Axios. Now it's all confirmed. They were wrong. We were right. They ignored the Pentagon.
What we're trying to do is just get a few cities to fall in the next month, get the Arabs more openly involved tomorrow or by the end of the week, and just have almost irreversible momentum.
So we're about to have a national draft implemented for total war and expansion of the new world war we're in a proxy war with Russia, China, through Ukraine and Iran. And now it's not just the Ukrainians as a proxy for NATO and the U.S. Now the U.S. is a proxy for Israel, for the greater Israel project. So I don't think anybody can deny Trump's going to get us all killed. And he's been totally erratic and half-baked on this whole thing. And the mullahs didn't fall. And so the next move, as I've warned and Joe Kent's warned, will be to escalate.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life!
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the program. I'm your host, Rex Jones. We're going to be taking your calls. I think we're going to do it more towards the end of the hour on the Charlie Kirk stuff because President Trump is live at the White House right now. Let's see if it's breaking news from Unc or if he's just talking about a ballroom.
Airports Authority, Jack Potter. Thank you, Jack. And we've developed a great relationship with them. We're going to make this something special. As well as a member of the Airports Authority Board of Directors, Trent Morse. Thank you, Trent. Thank you very much. Dulles Airport is the primary international gateway to our nation's capital, which is now one of the safest cities in the country. It's one of the hottest cities in the country. We are the hottest country in the world. But our nation's capital has made tremendous improvements in the last year and a half since we got here. Crime is down by 84%. We've removed 8,000, almost 8,000 career-hardened criminals.
All right, we're going to go ahead and come out of this now. This is what I talked about. If he's just talking about a ballroom, nobody cares. Unc, you've got us into a massive regional war that you deny as a war but also say is a 47-year conflict that might need to last another 20 years in order to make it done. But we also already won because they have no air defense, but they just shot down more of our planes. All right. Okay. All right, we're going to get off Unc. We're going to stay on the real news of the day. All right, I'm going to give a little bit of my analysis on it before I even read the article. I'll just read the headline really quick. I'll get into my thoughts on it. Candace Owens releases never-before-seen footage of individual on rooftop during Charlie Kirk assassination. All right, I have a show, like I said, the Marquee Show. It got me back into all this about a year ago. I started doing a show called Gray Area Talks. Follow it on YouTube. Go back, watch the episodes I did on the Kirk assassination. Because at the time of Candace Owens and the initial Mitch Snow assertions about Fort Hawktua and all this stuff, that's what I call it, not Fort Achuca Waka Blaka Maka Haka. I call it Fort Hawktua because I think it's more memorable. It's like my dad says. The idea of this dude stumbling in and running into 12 colonels and then Erica Kirk is there and they're having some sort of like Voldemort Talmudic ritual is on its face absurd. Now, people hear me say that and they'll say, well, Rex hasn't watched it. You haven't watched Candace's show. I'll tell you what. I watched 5 episodes of it. Okay. I watched that entire month. I heard Mitch Snow. I heard her talk about it. I heard it again, the whole thing. And here's the timeline I remember. Mitch Snow claims that 35 years prior to going to Fort Achuca Waka Blaka Haka, or maybe it's 30 years, whatever, he was a part of some like military border securement mission. And he claimed that during that time, he uncovered like some sort of cartel America connection. And I forget how the story or truth or whatever the hell it is goes, but it didn't pan out well for him. So he leaves and then he goes back to the base 30 or 35 or whatever years later to go get some sort of proof or to go check in with somebody there. I forget what the narrative is. And then he sees the 12 colonels and the Erica Kirk and all the insanity. Why does it have to be so insane to just say there was another guy on the roof that took the shot and Tyler Robinson is an MK Ultra patsy? Obviously, I don't believe Tyler Robinson did the crime. I just don't believe the ballistics. I don't believe the story. It's like my dad says all the time. Like, we're not military men ourselves, but, you know, we're hunters, right? I've been hunting since I was like 8 years old. And I've killed things 308, killed things 30-06, killed things 223, everything you can imagine, right? Deer hunting, you name it, right? Pig hunting, you name it. I'm not going to say that. Okay, I've been on a lot of really fun hunting trips is the point. And I've used, you know, high caliber rifles. And the reality is Charlie Kirk was not a man of steel. You can't, you know, shoot somebody in the neck with a high-powered rifle like that and just have, oh, little, like, spurts of blood. You don't see it at least, like, crack out the back of his neck and have a big flower there. That's the reality of what would happen, right? Like, I've hunted and killed large animals, all right, on exotic hunting trips. I know what I'm talking about here. It blows out the other side. So we know on its face it's not true. And let's get that footage up there of the guy. I don't believe that this is Tyler Robinson. My love, that canvas in the area now. I got to find the rifle and retrieve it. I mean, like the AI police fake transcripts. Can we get those up as well? The fake chat. This is a guy going from that side crawl position, whatever it's called, to the military prone style position that you're going to see here where he swings his legs out back and to his left. And he kind of bends the other one. And I've only lied down shooting, you know, like, yeah, you know, a couple dozen times. I've definitely had like Army buddies and Marine buddies show me how to do it. And you're watching someone here that's done it a lot of times, has practiced a lot. Because, you know, I'm relatively athletic and in decent shape, and I can move around and I can get up off the ground really quick. But, you know, it's like shrimping in a jiu-jitsu class. You know, it is a bit difficult to move around like that. And then to say, to add on to all of that, and then to say that this dude, this ninja up there, this shinobi guy, is Tyler Robinson with his granddad's World War II rifle, and he's going to use a screwdriver, screw this sight back in, and then he's going to take the shot and have it perfectly zeroed. That's completely insane. All right? And this is what I said. I had some morons come at me on the internet and go, you don't know what you're talking about. You're not military, not a veteran. A child could take that 200-yard shot. And I agree, a child could. You know, I killed a deer at like 150 yards. You know, last time I went deer hunting last year. Used a 308 to do it, right? And it was a relatively straightforward shot, but it's still relatively difficult to me because I'm an occasional recreational shooter. More so with the handgun now I practice, less so with the rifle. My point being, if you're going up there in the most high-pressure scenario possible, where you are on that roof with a rifle killing the white version of Martin Luther King Jr., I know it's not a one-to-one equivalent. People will get mad at me when I say that, but it's true. This is a guy that is responsible for building more than 1,000 campaign offices around the country with, I believe, tens of thousands of volunteers. Okay, it's now been mutated, I believe. This was the largest organic, genuine young right organization, young Republican organization. I know that's another term for another thing, but really in the entire United States of America. And Charlie Kirk was its brain. And when you have a ninja get up on the roof and use Naruto running techniques and getting into special forces positions and going prone and taking the shot, it is impossible that that is little Tyler Robinson out there to defend his trans furry lover, Lance Twiggs, who showed up looking like Jeffrey Dahmer at the hearings.
I don't know. I'm Lance Twiggs.
And it's like, dude, your trans girlfriend that you tried to commit murder over showed up to the trial in boy mode. What's up with that? Like, how does that work exactly? I think it's all as fake as a $3 bill. I think Tyler Robinson was drugged and co-opted and used as a patsy, much like, you know, a Lee Harvey Oswald was, perhaps. And, you know, this is just how things are done. Now, with that being said, I don't have all the answers. I just recognize it as a fugazi, right? And people will get mad at us and say, well, Candace Owens has revealed it all. You don't know what Candace Owens knows. And Candace Owens, so smart, blah, blah, blah. And I don't have an issue with that, whatever. People can agree, disagree. Everyone has their favorite commentator host. And then people will say that we are censoring or we are controlling ourselves. We are doing something for somebody by not agreeing with her exact positions. And they will say that she is somehow oppressed and hunted and somehow we are a part of the evil group trying to do that. Here's the thing. Candace Owens is on YouTube. Candace Owens is on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Okay, we're not. We've advanced since 2017. And I respect her work, and I've respected what she's done over the years, even though I disagree with some things. The fact of the matter is, you don't have to kowtow and submit and kiss the boot of anybody trying to get you to agree with their exact political position. That is a big problem in this country. When you mildly disagree with somebody, and you know, you might be close on like 90% of issues or whatever, but when you're like, hey, that narrative sounds fake to me. I don't agree with that. It is what it is, whatever. You might, as a rational person, be willing to say like, hey, I'll consider all facets of things. I'll do wide spectrum analysis. These people that have this insane parasocial relationship with the person that they watch. In this case, I talk about many of the Candace Owens people that say this stuff about us. You really don't know what you're talking about. You got into politics after COVID happened. I have been doing this since 2009. Okay, it's a bit different. All right, and I'm 23 years old, okay? But I do get a little bit offended when people come for us and act like we haven't done enough, okay? We were completely deplatformed off the internet and then sued and not allowed to defend ourselves in the court of public opinion and in actual court, okay? No operation has gone through more than InfoWars prior, now Alex Jones Network, just my father in general, the entire crew, myself personally. Like, people say, nepotism, you have no idea what we've been through collectively together in this building to stay together. You really don't get it. And to just people out there that say you have to agree with our exact political position or else we disavow you and consider you the enemy, can't we all find a common ground here? The common ground is that we don't believe the official story. We don't believe Tyler Robinson did the crime. There is no way for a young recreational shooter at best to get up on the roof and magically screw on a sight that shouldn't work. All right. He wouldn't have it zeroed. It wouldn't work. People that disagree with me, you've never been to the range. You've never been to the deer stand. I have spent mornings cold, freezing my butt off for 6 hours to shoot at something. Okay. When you go try to kill something, you're very motivated to do it. All right. What is Tyler Robinson's motivation? Defending boy mode, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage, Lance Twiggs? Are you kidding me? That's fake from day one. And when this happened, I was playing Fortnite on my couch, or actually I was sitting in the recliner. I was playing Fortnite at home. I got a victory royale, and my buddy, my manufacturer, Ryan, comes in and tells me the news. And I think he's messing with me. I'm like, you just stop messing with me, man. That didn't happen. That's not real. He shows me the video. I watched the video like 50 times. Here, pause it. That's key. We got to leave it right there. I watched the video like 50 times, just trying to find a way where maybe he could have still lived. Like, when this happened, I knew that we were on the true demon hell trajectory. And that's what the killing of Charlie Kirk represented. He was the largest anti-war voice in Trump's ear. Go watch what he said about October 7th. Go watch what he said about Israel's nuclear program. Go watch what he said about war with Iran. Go watch all of these things, okay? He's dead for a reason. It didn't just happen on accident because Tyler Robinson wanted to get some strange somehow. Okay. That's not a reality. That's a complete fugazi. And let's not forget George Zinn, who I believe was also there for things like the Oklahoma City affair. Look him up. I want to get this right. I'm a journalist, so I don't want to mess this up. All right. George Zinn, this guy is there with the banana in his pocket, like it's a Looney Tunes cartoon, pulls down his pants and then says, "I killed Charlie Kirk. He was hogtied and dragged away by police." He was then later revealed to have child pornography on his cell phone. Does that sound organic to you? That sounds like a very organized distraction to let the real guy get off that roof. And then you insert the footage of Tyler Robinson, or maybe you have him there on dope or something, and then it's all over, right? That's what I don't know what happened, but I know why the official story didn't happen. And I think that's very, very clear at this point. Will you pull up George Zinn really quick? If we can pull him up, just a little bit of history on him, if we can find one of those things. I'm going to read what my dad said. This is what my dad believes. "The individual does not look like Tyler Robinson. Totally agree. The rifle is never pulled from his pants. The person in the footage has no limp. Nowhere do we see the shooter assembling the gun on the roof as we were told." That's absolutely correct. This is the key, all right? I want you to go get a comparable rifle, take the scope off, put it back on, and be accurate at 200 yards. Just as a recreational shooter, I want to go see, I can go shoot all the time. Go do it in under 15 seconds, because that's what the guy does on the roof. Go do it in under 15 seconds. Use a screwdriver. Use a technique. Go lie in a prone position. You have to crawl, do in the prone position, and then do it, and then take the shot, and then be accurate. It's not going to happen. It's just not. And you have to be ignorant of ballistics to think that it would. The person in the footage has no limp. The person in the footage moves like an Olympic athlete. They have perfect dexterity, mobility, everything. Moves like a jiu-jitsu competitor, honestly. Nowhere do we see the shooter assembling the gun on the roof as we were told. No recoil is seen. I don't know about that. The footage is, it's far away. He performs military maneuvers 100% with precision, yes, as well as signaling. before opening fire. People are saying that there is like a flash signal or a flag. I didn't really see it. I'm not a trained military professional or like law enforcement professional. I don't know really what to look for there, but I'll take people at their word. And everyone's pointing this out. Ian Carroll's pointing it out. A lot of other people are as well. We have this article on AJNLive.com, I believe, and that's Candace Owens releases never-before-seen footage of individual on rooftop. We're going to go ahead and take calls now, and I'll take them into the next segment and into the end of the show. I'm going to read out the number. The number to join, I want to hear about this. I want to hear about what you believe exclusively. If you are a Candace Owens follower, supporter, I want to hear why you think like my view on just like her view of the situation is wrong. Maybe there's something that I missed in your opinion. The number is 512-266-0642. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I am going to ask all the questions. 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. You can follow me, Rex Jones News, on Twitter as well. I look forward to hearing from more of you really quick. Now, I really like doing the war room because politics and war is like my favorite thing to cover. And the Iran war, I do daily updates on my daily show, Gray Area New American Journal. I do have to give a quick war update while we wait for the calls to come in. Again, the number to call in is 512-266-0642. Trump tells Fox News that he's going to bomb or beat the effing S word out of Iran. We're on radio, so I can't say that. Speaking with Fox News on Wednesday, President Trump reportedly reacted to an overnight Iranian attack on U.S. forces in Jordan by saying, "We're going to beat the effing S-H-I-T out of them."
"We'll be hitting them hard. They're going to get a beating," the president said of the surprise attack on American military members.
And of course, he's referring to the missile attack that was launched yesterday at U.S. bases or U.S. base in Jordan, where I think it was over four Iranian missiles and a number of Shahid drones were used to attack the base. Keep in mind, people like Gavin, Andrew Wilson, who are having on tomorrow, say that we're not in a war, we're not in a conflict. They ultimately believe the number of American lives lost is arbitrary up to their standard, their threshold, and then it becomes a war. The reality is we have our boys and girls, our American men and women, our family members, our loved ones, our friends, our soldiers, we have them over there in 10 boxes with no air defense, and Hegseth on record lied about that. So, liberal, we love war and death because somehow that means we're the big man on the playground. I don't subscribe to that. We got people on the phones. I'm going to wait a little while longer. I'm going to do one more quick little plug here to close out the segment. I do want you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and I did an ad where it was kind of like a scroll. Because oftentimes, like I'll hear Harrison plug certain products. I'll hear my dad plug certain products. The reality of what we do, other people do a show so they can sell you a product, a course, or whatever. We sell a product so that we can do our show, right? It's completely supported by you, completely viewer, listener, funded, backed, everything and more. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that means that we get to have this operation. That means I get to come in here and literally I can say whatever I want. No one gives me guidance, direction, besides, of course, like friendly stuff, like my dad and other people here, the crew, of course, we all work together. But ultimately, we are the controllers of what goes on here purely because you are the controllers of what goes on here. And when you decide that we've done good work, you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get phenomenal products that you need anyway. The whole idea that we are somehow grifters, which is completely insane and ridiculous, when you can go to Whole Foods, Publix, Brooks Brothers, HEB, you name it, you can go to the supplement aisle and you will see the shelves empty because daily people go there. And over the past 20, 30 years, the supplement industry has massively grown because guess what? They're dietary supplements. For the most part, they're food. Okay? For the most part, they're dietary supplements. What does this mean? For thousands of years, people have been using things like ashwagandha, golden root. For thousands of years, people have used cordyceps, magnesium. For thousands of years, people have used Shilajit. Like, this is just the basic stuff, the best stuff, and we have it available for you at phenomenal prices because Bigly, the phenomenal sponsor, is able to get the cost down and pass the savings on to you. And that's not just on the supplement front. That is also on the clothing front. We have phenomenal Patriot t-shirts. I personally love the clothes with the fat tag. Bigly has such a phenomenal lineup of clothes. I like the Nixon line. Got to get more of that. Really got to get myself one of those dress shirts with the classic Betsy Ross flag on it. The gym shorts as well. You need these products already. You might as well get it and spend an extra, you know, like $5-$10 or something if you're buying apparel, you know, the premium stuff especially, and pass the money off to us so that we can continue to fight the info war. It's really, really, really important. And we often say it, and it's true. My buddies say it because I've given them a bunch of shirts over the years. Wearing these shirts is an adventure, right? And like, you'll meet people out on the street and you'll make a friend for life, and you'll meet like a crazy liberal goblin or something. But it's all in good fun, and it's you doing what you want, exercising your First Amendment right. There's a reason why we've always sold graphic tees. I used to work in the warehouse, the Blue Ascension warehouse back in the day. I would restock the shelves of the t-shirts. It would make me so happy to see our Bill Clinton rape shirts go out and our Hillary for prison shirts go out, because we changed the world with those. That's the power of the graphic tee. That's why we have them available to this day and more at thealexjonesstore.com. I guarantee you go look on there, you're going to find an offer that you're just, hey, you're like, I'm spending more somewhere else where I could be getting this product that's superior for less money at thealexjonesstore.com. I mean, that shower head, that shower filter, that's so incredible, so amazing. You guys need high quality water filtration. If you don't have high quality water filtration, you are out of your mind. Water is 70% of your body. It's filled with things like birth control, lead, chlorine, fluoride, you name it. You do not want it. Get things like the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Shower Head. Filters out chlorine and heavy metals. Filters out over 94% of lead, over 99% of chlorine. I'm somebody who loves this because I have relatively sensitive skin when it comes to chlorine, especially. I'm completely unvaccinated. I'm not allergic to anything. But chlorine, if I'm in like a pool for way too long, can make me break out a little bit. This is incredible for reducing chlorine on the record. We can make that claim because we got the best product. Got that happy little frog on there. Got that little friend to remind you that you supported the InfoWar. And since you were there for us, our little friend, that frog, is always going to be there for you at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go ahead and get yourself a little frog buddy. Get yourself an AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter. We also got the tank system as well. We have collectible coins. We have combat equipment. We have so much more available at thealexjonesstore.com. And really the main thing, guys, is you tell friends and family about the show. And you let them know that we're here, that we're not off the internet, that we're not gone. It's so often I meet people, and I try not to tell people. I try not to have them find out about who my dad is, because sometimes that can be, you know, pretty lame. You want to be your own person, right? But when people find out, the thing that really hurts my heart is they'll say, oh, like, I miss when he was on air. I miss when he was doing his show. We're live literally all day, every single day, Monday through Sunday, the entire week long. At AJN, at Real Alex Jones. We're trying to get more hosts, trying to do a whole network here. They're being really, really gracious by giving me this network time. If you want to see us succeed and move forward in the future, we only do it one way. We only do it one way, and that's by remaining loyal to you, the viewers and listeners, and just counting on that support, because you've been there for us literally my entire life. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. I literally remember when we did this out of a pet store, okay? My dad had a giant fish named Oscar, lived in a giant green tank. All right, like we've come a really, really long way. And they tried to shatter us. They tried to destroy us. They tried to chop my father's legs off. And you, the powerful viewers and listeners, the real crew behind the scenes as well, all of us together, we are all collectively a part of the crew, the Grand Fleet, okay, the InfoWarrior Fleet. You guys have made it possible by supporting us throughout the years, and the Onion people and the Bloomberg people and the Democrat people, they could never even hope to understand or explain that type of love. It's completely alien to their entire worldview. And you are all American patriots for being a part of the InfoWar, which is our fight together to have a pro-humanity future. That is what our children deserve. That is what our society deserves. That is what America deserves. And that is what the Alex Jones Network, formerly known as InfoWars, will always represent, no matter what they do to it. I'll see you on the other side, and I'll take your calls after the break.
Some personality to this frog. Little red right here for some lipstick. Just a few gentle strokes. There we go. A perfect little touch.
Ahoy, matey. Claim America's 250th limited edition silver coin. One troy ounce of 999 fine silver, forged to honor 250 years of liberty. Grab your treasure now and help keep us in the fight.
Visit thealexjonesstore.com today!
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there's a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, goes, you're fat. Your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globals are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you'll get Masterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key C minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams are
made of these. We're coming back in the final segment of today's show, the Alex Jones Show, hosted by me, Rex Jones, but my middle name is Alex Jones. So Rex Alexander Jones hosting the Alex Jones Show here today. I want to round off today by further discussing the new footage of the apparent Charlie Kirk ninja assassin, who I do not believe for a second is Tyler Robinson. We've got callers on the board. I do want to get to all y'all. I really appreciate everyone holding. We've got Trump taking questions from reporters. Can we play some of that for a few minutes, please?
Looking into each other at an airport, but where planes come too close, where planes, in the case of the helicopter hit, the helicopter hits the plane.
Okay.
We are working on air traffic control.
All right. All right. We've had enough of that. Let's just go ahead and get on the phone lines here. I want to talk to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex, am I coming in loud and clear for you today?
Yeah, you sound good.
Great. Good to talk to you again. So maybe it's my pattern recognition, being former member of the military. Maybe it's just something that I see all the time. But, Rex, do you remember back years ago, Mike Lindell had his cyber expo, and Monkey Works had a poison pill and all that voter integrity material that was put out, right?
I don't remember that.
Okay, well, Alex explained that there's always somebody who puts out a poison pill and she can have 95% good information and the 5% bad information that jacks sure. everything up. I think for Candace Owens, that guy that you're talking about, because I was streaming and watching when Charlie got hit and Alex and Harrison were being informed of it. I mean, I've never seen, you know, Alex and Harrison look so crestfallen as at that moment. You know, it's a very real murder, but this guy from Fort Huachuca, he, on his end, I think he was the poison pill to try to discredit Candace, just like other people tried to discredit the Vegas shooting when the Vegas massacre happened.
Totally.
And just other things. If people focus like a sniper on only one thing, you can unravel stuff. Alex did that when he exposed Patel and everyone not wanting to explore foreign interests. But Candace's approach was a shotgun approach, which it's kind of scatterbrained, but then you take the evidence off the board. It's very sloppy, though, because that's how you pick up a poison pill. So it kind of shows the experience right. Alex has at picking at this stuff. And Candace, I think this is the first time she's really gone in depth on something like this besides the stuff with Macron. So I give her a little bit of grace because I'll watch her stuff after you guys as I stream you guys all day long.
Sure.
And you guys are both like hitting some home runs and some RBIs. And it's just, yeah, every now and then she's hitting a foul ball. But, you know, she realizes where it is and she adjusts. And same has come for you. You guys now have looked at this footage. It's clearly not the suspect. And I kind of wonder how this Zen guy, you know, he's been arrested for, you know, the stuff on his computer, supposedly, or his phone. Well, has he been arraigned, booked, and is he awaiting trial? That's the question.
Excellent.
They always arrest these people to disappear them. That's another part of the pattern. So you guys are, both of you are young, you're bright. I think you guys should be collaborating, like you, Ian, Harrison, and Candace, because even Harrison was the one who broke the news about Charlie worrying about his well-being. And I think, you know, that collaboration, a roundtable, would be very good. And I would kind of, you know, keep the Epstein apologist, Gavin, far away from that. Just because I'm old enough to remember when Epstein started this nonsense and Alex was breaking these
right.
things. We have decades.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Apology for
him. Let's talk about that for a second. We have a little bit more time. We can do another like one, 2 minutes. Here's the thing. It is functionally and factually insane to say that Jeffrey Epstein is just, you know, a guy that diddled a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old a couple of times. This guy is like the most notorious pedophile on earth. Every single file released about him is heavily redacted. And the example I give all the time is it's like you got a dead body with a tarp over it and the foot sticking out. And it's like, oh, no, we can't look under the tarp. You're a cop. And you're like, well, I'm going to look under the tarp. That's exactly what's happened here. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And I think Epstein apologetics is just truly, it boggles the mind. I'm going to talk to Andrew Wilson about that tomorrow. But staying on the Charlie Kirk thing, staying on the footage, as a military guy, just as a guy who's had some experience with rifles, with guns in general, it's basically impossible for him in that 10-second period of time to be screwing a scope back on, having it perfectly zeroed, and doing all that. It just doesn't make any logical sense, does it?
I can completely agree with that. And I'm going to be honest. I was a pizza box, a marksman in the Marine Corps, which means for me, I struggle to shoot. I'm more athletic, though, than Tyler Robinson was. I have my own little sports entertainment background and stuff. I would not have been able to pull off that shot that quick and have been built like him. And
right.
this guy was moving tactically. And I've broken down when we put up tents and things in the field and stuff. And I've also worked on putting up stages, you know, for indie wrestling. You break stuff down. We were not moving as quick as those people at Turning Point breaking that stage down, which makes me wonder, why were they in a hurry when your priority?
That is such a great point. It was all demolished in under 3 days. They covered over the concrete and did all that. And that what you're talking about on the marksman level on that front, that's exactly what I thought of because I put myself in his shoes and I know I couldn't make that shot.
Well, I do security. Your priority is the safety of the victim and the safety of everybody around you. Nobody was drawing the, you know, return fire. Nobody was trying to tell people, get down, get down, get down. It was just a total cluster. And it's like Alex said with 9/11, there are too many firsts. Jesse Ventura said that too. And this incident with Charlie, too many firsts. And that goes to pattern recognition. Who's known for doing sloppy hits? And if you, you know, explore, there are some connections that are now coming up between this incident and the Epstein crowd. And I think that's why people are trying to bury the Epstein stuff. They don't want to see that it's a certain group of shot callers from a certain place under a certain foreign prime minister that go all the way back to 9/11.
That damn blue and white Chinese flag, man. Those blue and white Chi-coms with that blue and white Chinese flag, man, really grinds my gears. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Hex us.
Really appreciate the call. Let's go to Dean in California. Dean, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex.
How are you doing?
I just wanted, you know what? I'm doing excellent, amazing, and incredible, as most always, with a few exceptions. Some of them problems of my own making, but very, very few.
I love that.
I'm living in America, hiding in America, and I wanted to congratulate you on your show. I think you're doing an amazing job at InfoWars, and I've been a supporter for a few years and buying product, and I do appreciate it. But at the same time, I'm living in Cala Unicornia, the nation state of disaster, under the tyrannical dictatorship of the great, gruesome, grimy, greasy Gavin Newsom-Mulaney.
Yes.
And he is a corrupt politician to no means. There is no doubt about it. And I worked in the media for decades. I have 4 Emmy Awards, 9 nominations, 2 NAB Awards, and I Iris Award from NatPee, as well as many other accolades for my journalism as a photojournalist in network and regional news. And by the way, I hear you're looking for staff members. I'm interested, and I'm in California. Maybe we could set up a bureau. I'm very technically capable. But for that, perhaps maybe one of your people might get my information. It's already in your system. But for that, I wanted to make an announcement regarding the Patsy that was up on top of the roof firing off rounds and pretending to know what they're doing. And the whole thing seems like a big sham. And I'm also concerned about our dear president. It seems like our movement has been shifted. And at the same time, it's very concerning. I'm curious to find out how we're going to manage to make this a better place and make America great again. But for that, I also saw Dr. Grouchy Fauci this morning. And my goodness, I guess science does plead the fifth, doesn't it? So I'm very disappointed in that. And also the Epstein files.
All right, but really quick. So we only have a little bit of time because I got people on the board. What's your view on the Kirk assassination? A little bit more in depth.
You know, it seems very odd, doesn't it? Because the nature of the projectile and the way it was, you know, dispersed within the person and also the nature of the after effects are all still very curious. There's no real great answers that are becoming apparent. And it's, again, this is all absurd. And I've never seen, again, the results of evil show up so apparently in all of my 56 plus years on the planet Earth. I have never experienced evil like I have seen it in the last number of decades. It's completely outrageous.
Totally agree. Phenomenal call. Thank you. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. Quick testimonial on some product, methylene blue, the methylene red, BHB salts, and also that masterpiece that your dad is working with as well.
Right.
Phenomenal. I've been doing 72-hour fasts, and it's getting me through all three of those products. So anybody doing it, man, awesome combo. Works terrifically. It's good stuff. I'm there with you. I watched the video over and over and over of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Never once believed the the official narrative. Still don't to this day. I don't even know if that video that came out, it looks like it's probably legit, but who knows? All I know is this: Kash Patel didn't allow, it's on record that he did not allow any investigation into foreign ties with this. That was broke on your dad's show.
Right.
And again, here we are with intelligence, the CIA, the FBI. We are stuck in an area that we can't get out of this line. And the only thing they do really well is lie and cover up. And it's just to a point where it's like, if we just take this as a whole picture, are any of us on the same page? Really? I mean, there's a group of us, you know, we watch this show, everybody listens to this and that, but it's like, we don't get the truth. So when we have to piece it together, and you guys are doing a phenomenal job piecing things together and being patient about it and not jumping to conclusions.
Yes.
But yet we still have this problem with the CIA, the intelligence. What did Mike Pompeo say? Well, we just lie, cheat, and steal. So I was the director of the CIA. We just lie, cheat, and steal. Do we know who killed JFK officially? Do we know who killed RFK officially? Do we know who killed Martin Luther King officially? Do we know what's going on with the January 5th?
The reason why we still don't know, even after everyone that could be implicated is long dead, is simple, because they're not protecting the people, they're protecting the thing. You understand?
I totally understand.
That's what all this is.
We are in a place where we cannot, we are now the William, I believe it was William, I forget his name. He was part of the CIA and he said, we will know our, and I'm paraphrasing, but we will know our program is complete when the American people, everything the American people believe is a lie. And that's where we sit, because we're not, do we know what happened with COVID-19?
Hold on. Find the quote really quick. I'm going to let you talk for another 3 minutes here. This is a phenomenal call. Really appreciate you, Chad, in Minnesota. Really quick, who does that quote come from? What's the quote again? Give that out. That's powerful.
I think it's
this.
William. I'm getting it mixed up with William Colby, but he was back and he was one of the directors of the CIA. And it comes down to, we just keep playing the same thing. We're it's insanity. We talk about it. Everybody's talking about it. Insanity. We're just doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. When we know we all have to be JFK and splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces, meaning as an entire group of individuals, not just one president that, oh, now all of a sudden I got to be careful because I'm going after the CIA. I'm going to get assassinated, whether that's character assassination, lawfare, or actual ultimately death. And we are,
the thing is, it's life is not worth living under these people. Even if someone has been co-opted into a system, like people in the government have to leave, they have to reject it now. People implicated have to leave, they have to reject it now. That's the reality. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Tony in New Jersey. Tony, you're on the air.
Rex, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I want to preface what I'm going to say by saying that I've been proven wrong by your gang and your father in particular multiple times, but I'm not seeing this one. And again, you know, there's been a million times I said I'm not seeing it, and then a month later I find out he was right again. But I'm trying to figure out how a guy like Jack Posobiec, who is very tight with Charlie, doesn't have a problem calling out conspiracy stuff. Is he in on this? What's the deal there? You know, how many people, and not only that, but you know, who benefits? I understand the Israel angle. I don't think that video shows as much as Candace is trying to make it out to show. That's one little grainy kind of blippy clip. And you know, I don't see any military maneuvers. I see a guy running and hitting the deck.
I disagree on that front, because here's the thing. Like do you often go shoot with a rifle or go hunting? Because I know you're from the Garden State, so perhaps you maybe do.
I'm a 27-year military vet. Iraq, Afghanistan, you name it.
There you go. Like how do you feel about the prospect of someone like Tyler Robinson, a recreational shooter, being able to screw that scope in and take that shot in under, you know, 15 seconds if that is him on the video?
You know, I don't, the way optics are attached these days, it's not that hard, you know, and if you pre-zero something, you know, I'm not saying I'm certain of it. All I'm saying is it's not like, he was bolting a scope to a Mannlicher Carcano. You know,
it's an old rifle. It's an old rifle, right? Like what was the rifle apparently used? Can we pull that up, crew, really quick?
It was a Mauser.
Yeah. Mauser. It was an old rifle that he used. If he's going to be applying a screwdriver, and then it's very apparent he's got a bag, like the rifle is not in his leg. And they said, here's my thing. The people in the courtroom, I interviewed two young women that were there as citizen journalists to cover the thing, and they saw the same video that, you know, I think Benny Johnson and others came out and they said they could see the face of the guy, I could see him do it, and it's incontrovertible truth. If this is the same video, the truth is more on the side of Candace and her questioning than it is on the side of the official story. And that's just kind of what I believe personally, but I don't know. It's a thing as to where I think it's just, you're killing Charlie Kirk because you want to take him out as the brain of TPUSA and you want to be able to use that for your own purposes. It's so hard for me to believe that some crazy rando just decided to get up on a roof and do like a Martin Luther King Jr. style assassination.
Hey, look, if they're crazy enough to be a tranny, they're crazy enough to do anything.
But the, you know, the point.
But what? Was he trans? Because he came to the courthouse looking like Chuck Norris.
You know, he was dating one. I mean, and that's just as crazy if you ask me. But you know, that feeds his own, I guess. But you know, end of the day, it just seems like of all the slam dunks that have been out there, and I know that they would want to provide whatever evidence they could to make it look good if that was the goal. You know, I think there's people out there that aren't slow. You know, Jack was the Pizzagate guy. You know, and I know he's been on the show a million times. He's a good, solid guy. And for him to come out and say, absolutely not, this is open and shut and leave it there. I mean, he could be threatened. There's a million, like I said.
I don't believe that. It's easier to be wrong and to be wrong with everyone else that's wrong because everyone else that's wrong is in power, right? He wants to go to Mar-a-Lago. Like, we're not interested in that. We don't care. Like, that's the difference.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I know how tight he was with Charlie.
Sure,
and,
sure. Absolutely. Very, very true. Very good point. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Tony. We'll talk soon. Let's go to Joel in California. Joel, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. How you doing? Long time listener. First time caller.
Thank you. It's an honor you called in and talked to me.
Yeah, I did. Nice to hear you. Hey, so basically, I don't understand why everyone always brings up Candace Owens and they try to fade from the topic at hand, man. Make sure you keep them at hand. I love that about your pops. But anyway,
what do you mean?
I'm a Charlie Kirk. Yeah, how he keeps people on task and all these other people, they're talking about all kind of other stuff.
What is that? That doesn't mean Charlie Kirk. Like, define Charlie what you're Kirk. Saying here because it's an accusation. Like it's not a friendly little remark. Go ahead.
Let me talk about Charlie Kirk.
What have we done that you disagree with?
Right in front, there's a guy, a military-looking guy that's right in front with a little handheld pistol. You can totally see it. Right when the gunshot goes off, you can see his whole hand move. And as soon as certain people started talking about that, that's when they got crazy attacked, especially that guy Jason from Wham, I think it is. He showed it. He showed the little handheld gun and everything. Yeah, there's a guy.
We'll look into that. Crew, can you try to find the example that he's giving here? We'll try to pull that up. Here's the thing. I intro'd this entire segment by talking about how if you have something that you don't agree with someone on, if you agree with 90% of what they say and you're not with them on the 10%, then you're an enemy agent that's controlled. That's literally what you just said about us. I don't appreciate it. No one's trying to keep everyone on task or trying to do anything here. You realize people can just disagree with you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, don't be so arrogant.
They talk about, like you said, to bring up something about Charlie Kirk. There are a couple of other callers talking about some stuff that isn't about Charlie Kirk. But anyway, I just wanted to say that there's a guy right there. Nobody ever talks about that. All they talk about is showing the, what's his name, running across the roof.
Uh-huh.
They're deflecting when the shot was definitely a smaller caliber coming right straight from close up.
I do agree that it definitely looks like a smaller caliber, 100%. Mm-hmm. And I do agree mm-hmm. that there is high potential that it could have come from the crowd. I don't know truly what we're looking at here yet, but we have to examine all possibilities. And by saying, you're saying this is what definitely happened, must happen. I disagree with that assertion. It's one of many possibilities. Thank you for the call. We'll go ahead and take the next call. Charlie Kirk opinion.
Hello.
You got an opinion on the Charlie Kirk case?
No, I've got an opinion on you and your dad.
Okay.
Yeah, your dad calling the president a bitch and calling him buddy was just over the line. You can't do that to the president of the United States. And you and your dad dragging down our president is just a totally wrong
thing. He's dragging down our country. He's taking us to war. Americans are dead in the Middle East.
No. We've got a possibility. You don't know what the information that he
I do. 18 Americans dead. You support that. You support 18 Americans murdered for Netanyahu.
Our president has much more information than any of us. Right? You've got all the information. You've got all the Pentagon, all the CIA.
Yes, the worship. The worship of the president. Heil the Fuhrer. Can he ever do wrong or be wrong? Can he ever make a mistake? Can he ever kill innocents?
And you've got all the information, right?
I know that we blew up the school. I know that 18 Americans are dead. I know that half our standoff munitions are gone. Those are facts.
Saying that, yeah, our president should be a 25th Amendment. That is ridiculous. You guys are terrible.
He's fighting a war for another power. We've been co-opted and taken over.
You've got something really wrong inside of your head.
You notice how you're not responding to my points? You're just calling me crazy. How did Israel take us to war?
5 years, your dad has been playing that air raid siren, saying that we're in World War III. He just wanted that to happen.
We were wrong about Trump. Trump came in and promised peace and gave us war. We made no mistake on principle.
We're not wrong about Trump at all. He is doing so much. You guys have no idea what he's doing. You guys never delve into the really wonderful things that is happening.
Tell us about the Fuhrer. What has he done? The dear leader.
Other things that are being broken and stopped and all the people who are trying to stop him. But, you know, the NSA has cleared out like 30, 50 people, which were spies that hated us. The Pentagon itself has so many people which are left wing, and they're trying to say, well, this can never happen. We can never do this. And the Pentagon saying, well, get the hell out of here. You know, the changing America, the fabric of our nation's institutions is being happening.
Do you understand that we're about to be in a world war because of your blind support and others' blind support for a president that lied about everything he promised to do and then tried to kill Americans for Netanyahu?
We're supposed to be in a world war. I mean, you've got Iranians which will bomb you just because you looked at them sideways.
Iran's never attacked the U.S. Iran gave us help after 9/11. They sent us aid. They were the first country to do so. Look it up. It's a fact. They never did anything to me.
I don't care. They're Muslims. They're totally a Muslim nation. They are going to destroy their own people if they don't toe the line.
So we got to, you don't care about them, but we got to save them?
America
what?
Is the greater Satan for the last 30, 40, 50 years. They have been calling us Satan and trying to destroy their whole.
All right. Heil Trump. Heil the dear leader. Heil the Fuhrer. Drop the call. Really appreciate that, Anonymous. Be brave enough to give us your name when you call in. It's very lucky that I took your call. Wow. It's a 47-year war. That's not a war. That's going to last another 20 years. But don't worry. We obliterated them. They have no munitions. Oh, wait. We have no munitions. Everything's depleted. You just witnessed complete neocon insanity and a phenomenal four-hour show. I'll be in the chair tomorrow. Joe Kent, Andrew Wilson double feature. Stay tuned. Rex Jones News with the Z on Twitter, Instagram, Rex Jones News. Follow me there.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if. It's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.